He said everything will be in Christ. Work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to the purpose. Authority. We have authority over sickness. We can heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Oh, this is it. It's in the Bible. It's in there. Read it. We have the authority to do all that. And some of us sit back and just let the devil knock us all upside the head. But you got to study the word and know the word to know what you have and what you have to fight with. But if you ain't studied, you won't know. You won't know what to do. We have authority over sickness. We can heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely we have and freely we're supposed to give, because God gave all that to us freely. The authority. That's in Matthew 10 and 8. It's in the Bible. I didn't make none of this up. I ain't that smart. If we didn't have the authority, Jesus would have never told us to heal the sick. We have to put our trust in God. We have power. He told us. We do not have the spirit of fear. He has given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. That's the word. And he told me that. I trust him. I lean and depend on him to do just what he said he was going to do. He said in the book of Jeremiah, he said, put me in remembrance. Remind me of what I said I was going to do. He says, not that I've forgotten. But he's trying to help us. He said, put him in remembrance. Remind me. Tell God what he told us he was going to do. Read the word. And say, God, I read it in Matthew 10 and 8. God, I read that in your word. I read it in Matthew 18 and 18. You say it. Only thing God understands is his word. Give him his word back to him. Pray his word back to him. Amen. Jesus would never tell you to heal the sick. We have to put our trust in God. We have power in the name of Jesus, and we have been given that power. We have the right to use it. And a lot of us don't. We just sit back, like I say, whining, complaining, fussing, poor pitiful me. It don't work like that. We got to step out on faith. He said, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Don't talk about what you see. Talk about what you don't see. Things in the spirit are more real than the natural. It's in the Bible. I read that too. In the name of Jesus, we have been given that power. We have every right to use it. Mark 16, 17, and 18. And then it says this in Mark 16, 17, and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Did y'all hear what I said? That's word. I believe what it says. Now, I'm just silly and cuckoo enough to believe it. All we got to do is believe what he says. Then if we believe what the word say, it say these signs shall follow them that believe. And you know, let me tell you right now, the world is not going to be in agreement with you. Because he say him and the world is enemies. That's in the Bible too. I didn't make it up. He said, me and the world are enemies. And the reason the world is not going to be in agreement with you, because the world wants to do it their way. He back up here and say, my people are ignorant because of a lack of knowledge. They are perishing. I don't care what you get. You can get all the money, all the big fine cars, all the houses, all the fame and fortune. But guess what? only what you do for Christ will last. If Jesus not in it, you'll see. Before it's all over with, you will see. I don't care. Without God, we can't do nothing. We need him for everything in our life. In the name of Jesus, we have been given that power, but we have everything and every right to use it. Mark 16, 17 and 18 says, and these signs shall follow the believer. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. You know, you got a lot of people say, the tongues ain't real. That was in the Old Testament. I just read it in Matthew 16, 17, and 18. We ain't going to talk about the tongues. But anyway, it says it right here. Speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Mark 16, 17, and 18. That's what the word say. I take him at his word. He said it. I believe it, that sells it. That's enough for me. Are you ready for some great things? You should be, because the word of God is loaded. Everything we need is in the word. It's in the word, people. Don't let the devil whip you up. He said we should raise the dead. Glory to God. It means we have authority over that. A lot of people say, oh, they did that in the Old Testament. He said he gave us power and authority. Look, people, we're not doing the work. God is doing it. We just vessels that he's using. He said heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 10 and 8, he wants us to give, do, take authority. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and feet with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with the napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. John 11, 41 through 45. Jesus called Lazarus from the dead. If we made in his image, in his likeness, we can do that. If we have been tied up and wrapped up, we can do that with Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. He said it. It's right here. When Jesus had gone 40 days in the desert and fasting and praying, Jesus was hungry and at a weak point. We all get at weak points in our lives because that's life. He said, in this life, he already told us, if you read the word, you would know it. He said, in this life, we shall have trials and tribulation, but we shall overcome. He also said many of the affliction of the righteous, but he's going to deliver us out of them all. That's what the word say. But if you ain't read that, you won't know that. And the devil will whoop you upside your head all the time. Jesus was hungry. And at a weak point, one translation says he faint with hunger. And at a weak point, he felt faint. He didn't faint. The devil, the tempter, came to him to tempt him. When the devil tempts you the most, it's at your weakest moment. But you know what God said? He said, let the weak say I'm strong. I read all that too. If you weak and you're going through something right now, tell the devil, I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. If you don't know that, you can't tell the devil you study weak, make you weaker and weaker. But Jesus, when the devil tempts you the most, it's at your weakest moment. It's at your weakest point. How did Jesus handle this moment? He brought God into it. We ain't nothing without the Lord, people. We need God for everything. He brought God into it. He quoted the Bible, God's word. Each time the devil tried to trap Jesus, Jesus was respond, it is written. But you can't say it is written and say what it say if you ain't read it. Study and show yourself approved. A workman, rightly dividing the word of truth. Jesus told the devil, it is written. Many people are robbed of blessings that the Bible tells us are ours in Christ Jesus. But because we don't know it, we never truly live in them. We never really truly live in them. So if we want to do what the Bible said we can do and have that authority, study your word, read your word, and show yourself approved.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Minister Lily Bead, and I shall pray for us today. And today I am praying for wisdom, because I believe we all need wisdom to stay afloat in this world. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come before you this morning thanking you for waking us up still and closing our right mind. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you have forgiven us of all of our sins in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you have taken away all our iniquities in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us power and authority over the enemy today. And we take that authority right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, oh God, that you've given us the power to bind the hand of the enemy, to cancel every contract, to reverse every curse, and pull down every stronghold, anything that the enemy is trying to set up in our lives, any trap, any trickery, Lord God, we reverse it today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us all from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word gives knowledge, instructions, wisdom, and understanding to all who pays attention to its truth. You promise to impart wisdom to us if we will listen to your words and attain your wise counsels. We therefore enter your presence with trust, knowing that you will give us wisdom according to 2 Chronicles 1:10. Heavenly Father, fill us with the spirit of wisdom so that we will be able to discern your will. With you, Lord, there is both strength and wisdom in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, let our mouths speak your wisdom, Lord, because of the righteousness you have imparted to us. According to Psalms 37:30, in the hidden parts of our life, make us know your wisdom. According to Psalms 51:6, teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, your wisdom and knowledge makes us happy, because the gain of it is better than gold. By wisdom you found the earth, and by knowledge you established the heaven, according to Proverbs 3:13-20. In the name of Jesus. Christ Jesus, we thank you that our eyes of your understanding are continually being enlightened, that we may know your calling and the riches of your glory and your inheritance for the saints. We thank you for your exceeding greatness. We believe, trust, and rely on you only. Heavenly Father, we believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, that he died on the cross for our sins. We believe that you, Heavenly Father, raised Jesus Christ from the dead And he now sits at your right hand and intercedes for us